if you have your program. Amen. On the back of your program, you'll find the scripture we're going to follow today. It's just one verse of scripture. It is from the book of Romans, Romans chapter 2, verse 4, reading it from the New International Version. And it reads, "Or do you show contempt for the riches of his God's kindness, tolerance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you towards repentance?" So I want to continue in our thought on God's kindness illustrated. This is our third session on this, and I want to try to lift up the fact that God is being intentionally kind towards us because he wants that kindness to lead us to a heart of repentance. God wants repentant hearts. He wants us to ask for forgiveness of our sin, and he leads us towards being, by being kind to us, particularly when we have sinned and we have, as one commentator says, willfully sinned. And usually around Thanksgiving, I'm guilty of that willful sinning. Someone was very generous in giving us a cake, and it was a chocolate cake, chocolate icing, and chocolate filling. And they gave it about 3 or 4 days before Thanksgiving. And by Thanksgiving Day, when all the company came, it was only one slice left. So I told Sandra, I said, "You know, I think we shouldn't put that box of cake out." She says, "Well, why not? What's wrong?" I said, "Well, you haven't looked in it yet. It's only one slice left." She looked at me and said, "What?" I said, "Yeah, let's not put that box out. It's a whole big box. Let's not put that out." She put it back in the refrigerator, but I'm not so sure she was. Well, she was kind. She was kind. Didn't say anything else. So I said, that was an act of kindness right there. But we want to really look at how can we just in a real way, be kind. God's asking us this. And so the Apostle Paul here in this second chapter of Romans, he says, are you going to show contempt for the riches of God's kindness? Are you going to show contempt? When I looked at some of the commentators that had this verse in it, they talked about, one of them said, by contempt, it really, one of the translation says, it really is saying, are you going to show ignorance? Are you going to just ignore what God has done? He has been kind, and you're going to ignore that kindness? God has been kind. Are you going to not show any gratitude for that kindness? Are you going to act like he wasn't even kind toward you? That's what the apostle is saying when he says, and he's speaking to believers now. He's speaking to the church, and he says, to the church, are you going to act like God hasn't been kind? He's been kind to us. He didn't give us all that we deserved. We deserve worse, but he was kind. And then some who are willfully committing sin are willfully saying, I know this is not what God said, but this is what I'm going to do anyway. We have to be careful that we don't show contempt for God's kindness. That contempt means, even though I know it's not what God wants, I'm going to do it anyway. The apostle calls that being contemptuous. It is deciding, even though I know God says do this differently, I'm going to do it my way anyway. And who was that, Frank Sinatra, "I Did It My Way"? I like that song, but it's just bad theology. Don't do it your way. Follow God's way. And then the Apostle Peter says that sometimes we will take God's kindness as a weakness. And we'll think that God is being weak when what God is actually doing is being kind. You remember in the Garden of Eden, God says to them, if you eat of this fruit or this tree, you will surely die. Well, isn't it interesting that the Bible tells us that Adam, it doesn't mention Eve, how long she lived, but it does mention how long Adam and Eve lived, and I'm guessing they're around the same time. Adam lived 930 years before he died. God said, you will surely die. He did surely die, but it was 930 years later. And because of God's tolerance and God's patience, we can start thinking, well, we got 900 years too. No, it's not going to work that way. God was very tolerant and very patient with Adam, and he gave Adam plenty of time and Eve plenty of time to repent, and God does the same thing for you and I. He gives us plenty of time to repent. I think the saddest verse of scripture, and I read it over and over again, is in the book of Revelation, where it speaks about Jezebel, and it says that God gave her space, gave her time to repent, and she would not. God still gives us time to repent, and a lot of times in our churches, a lot of us still will not repent. He gives us time to turn from what we know is not pleasing to him, and somehow or another, we still won't turn. Paul calls that in this second chapter of Romans, he calls that being contempt, being in contempt of God's kindness. In fact, he says not only contempt for the riches of his kindness. He's richly kind. He is abundantly kind. He has enormous kindness towards us. And he says now, a lot of times our response is contemptuous. We think nothing of it. Matthew Henry says we have low thoughts of it. He even says sometimes we even have mean thoughts of God's kindness. He allows us and is tolerant with us. Even with our sin, God is tolerant. He doesn't instantly destroy us. In fact, he doesn't destroy us at all. He gives us time to repent. The world would be a whole lot different place if you sinned, you got zapped right then and there. But God is too kind to do that. That's why I know I'm not God, because I would have struck you right quick. God is a kind God. He's merciful. He shows this gentleness with us. Even when he's already taught us what's right and what's wrong, he's still kind and gentle with us. Even in our sin, we have our God. And Paul says it here, are you going to show contempt for the riches of his kindness? He's being kind to you. He's being abundantly kind to you. And you're going to be contemptuous towards that? He's letting us know that's not the right response. The right response isn't to be contemptuous towards God's kindness. And so the first part of the outline, kindness can be mistaken for weakness, and kindness may be ignored, thought nothing of, or even shown, I want you to write it in, contempt for. You can even show contempt for God's kindness. And that's what we don't want to do. We don't want to show contempt. We don't want to think of it as weakness. Don't want to think of it as our God doesn't have the strength to correct us. What God is doing, even in our disobedience, God is being kind. God is giving us another chance. And I hope and pray that we will take this chance, particularly this first Sunday in Advent, as Advent signals that the Christ is coming in the flesh. Our Christ coming, and we celebrate it every year because Christ is He's constantly coming stronger and stronger in our lives. Revelation says, he knocks at the door of our life. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. I want you to let me in. If you let me in, I will change your life. We need to let our Christ in. He's standing at the door of each one of our hearts. He wants us to let him in. Well, let me say this. The second part of your outline, God's tolerance is not condoning sin. Rather, it is God giving time and space for God's kindness to be acknowledged. When God allows you and I to sin, he doesn't instantly punish us. He doesn't instantly punish because he wants us to acknowledge that God is kind. He's not saying you're going to have to turn right away. And just at least acknowledge that what I did was wrong, and I acknowledge I want to be right. But when we decide I'm not even going to acknowledge God's kindness, I'm not going to acknowledge that what I did was wrong, then we start to get deeper into our sin. And sin always separates us from God. You can't live in sin. You can't commit sin and be close to God. If you're going to be close to God, you're going to have to turn from sin. That's why God is kind. He wants to help turn us from our sins. One of the evidences that we are turned from our sin is being kind to one another, just as our God is kind to us. And so here we find that God, and I almost am embarrassed to say this, but God is tolerant even of our sin. We got a God that says, yes, I know you're a sinner, but I also know I'm offering you grace. That's God being kind. He's not offering punishment. He's not offering justice. What he's offering is grace. And when he offers us grace, he says, now, if you accept this grace, I will eliminate the punishment. I will cover over it with my grace. And God wants to do that in every one of our lives. He wants to cover over all of our mistakes, all of our sin, all that has gone wrong with us. God said, I have grace that will turn that around. I have grace for every disobedience. I have grace for every sin. Our God has grace. Doesn't matter what your sin is, God has grace that will cover it. But you have the responsibility of saying, God, please let me have a heart that will receive your grace. Sometimes our hearts can be turned, become hard-hearted, mean-spirited. I remember saying to my dad, and one of my most embarrassing moments, saying to my dad, I don't need your forgiveness. I was about 12 years old. It was the most embarrassing time I can remember in my life, telling my dad face to face. And at that time, I was actually taller than him. Telling him, I don't need your forgiveness. My dad, I think he's really just was a sweet-hearted man. He says to me, and I never will forget, I knew you were foolish, but I didn't know you were that big a fool. He says, well, whether you feel like you need it or not, I'm going to offer to you kindness. I don't think I ever heard him say the word kindness before or after that. But I remember him saying, I'm going to offer to you kindness. At that point, I started to want to change my life. I wanted to change because I knew I had not been kind. He was right. I had been foolish. And God's kindness always exposes our foolishness. God, in his kindness, is even tolerant of our sin. He says right here, I'm showing you kindness, and I'm being tolerant, and I'm being patient. The tolerance is that we will have the time. God is extending kindness to us, and he's tolerating our sin that we might acknowledge the fact that we've been sinful. That's what his tolerance is for. It's for you and I to take the time to acknowledge, even though I've done wrong, even though I committed sin, God is being tolerant that I might acknowledge the fact that I've been sinful. And not only acknowledge I've been sinful, but acknowledge that God has been kind. He says it right here in the text, that the riches of God's kindness, tolerance, and patience. Let me get to the third part of the outline. It's also true God's patience is not God condoning sin. It is rather God giving time and space for kindness to soften our hearts. God takes the sin that we have, and he is kind to us in spite of our sin, that he might soften our hearts. God is looking to make our hearts tender. He's looking to bless our hearts. He's kind toward our hearts. Even in spite of our sin, we have that our God is tolerant of us and he's patient with us. His patience is that we might soften our hearts. God offers us kindness. Well, let me get to the last thing and I'll be finished for today. God offers this kindness, it says it right here in this verse, for this one particular reason. It says, not realizing that God's kindness leads you towards repentance. When God is kind, God is using that kindness to take us by the hand and lead us toward repentance. He's not ordering repentance. He's leading us that way. The book of Hosea, God says it this way. Hosea chapter 2, verse 14 says, therefore, I'm now going to allure her. I will lead her into the desert and speak tenderly to her. I'm going to speak kindly to her. I'm going to lure her in. And this is God speaking of Israel. He allowed Israel to be in the wilderness for 40 years. God said, I'm going to take you to the wilderness, and then I'm going to lure you in. I'm going to speak softly. I'm going to speak gently. I'm going to speak kindly to you that I might lure you in. I might bring you in. I want to do that with kindness. I want my kindness to lure you in. I want my kindness to draw you closer. That's why God is kind to us in spite of our sin. In spite of what goes wrong in our lives, our God wants to draw us in. And he wants to draw us in that we might repent. This word repent is to turn from our sin. It's not only turning from my sin. I turn from my sin, but I also turn towards my God. I want to face God, and I want to say to God, God, I'm sorry for my sins. I want to embrace your tenderness. I want to embrace your kindness. Our God wants to use his kindness to draw us in a closer relationship with him. This God of kindness, God is the architect of kindness. God designs kindness that he might lure us in. He's being kind to you right now. He's giving you space and time to repent right now. God wants to have a closer relationship with each one of us. And so every day, God finds a way to show us kindness. Every day. In fact, remember that 23rd Psalm? He says, surely goodness and mercy. That word goodness is also translated kindness. The kindness of our God is with us every day of our lives. He's good. He's kind. He's wonderful. He's forgiving. He's loving. He's reaching out to us right now. He's a kind God. And God has promised that every day he will send kindness, he will send goodness, and he'll send mercy every day of our lives. I like how David says, surely goodness, surely kindness is with me every day of my life. Sometimes I'm too mean-spirited to see it. Sometimes I'm too foolish-hearted to recognize it. But whether I'm foolish or whether I'm mean or whether or whatever else I might be, God still is consistently God. God doesn't change. If he was kind yesterday, that means he's going to be kind today, and that means he'll be kind tomorrow. God does not change. He sends his kindness that he might bless us, that he might keep us. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says this, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but is leading everyone towards repentance. Our God wants us to have repentant hearts. And so when God is slow, when God does not answer speedily, it's not because God it doesn't have the power or the authority. It doesn't know what he's doing. God is intentionally slow that you and I might receive his kindness. He's intentionally slow that you and I might rebut the sin that's in our lives and return to our God. It's intentional. God is not slow. God is kind. And because God is kind, he actually withhold his own justice to give us time to repent. God wants repentant hearts. And because of that, Jesus Christ went to the cross for our sins. Jesus said, I'm going to show what supreme kindness is. The one who had no sin died for our sins. The one that had a perfect life died for imperfect people that we might have the experience of having a perfect Christ and having him live in our lives. God sends his spirit to live in us and to be with us every day of our lives that we might experience the perfect Christ living in us on today. You don't deserve perfectness. I don't deserve perfectness because of my own imperfection. I don't deserve it. I'm a sinner. But God said, in spite of your sin, and in spite of the fact that you don't deserve it, and in spite of the fact that you cannot earn it, God says, I'm going to freely give it to you. And as many as will receive it, he makes us sons and daughters of the living God. I'm glad I have enough sense to receive the kindness of God. And like the apostle says, sometimes I've shown contempt for it. Sometimes I've acted like it was a birthright. No, I have to remember, I've been adopted into the family. I wasn't born into it. I was adopted into it. And then God then gave me a new birth. And this new birth then allows me to say, God, I'm part of the family of God. Let me receive your kindness. And I receive his kindness by being kind to somebody else. I demonstrate the kindness of God by saying, the God who forgave me of my sin, I want to forgive somebody else of that sin. The God who picked me up when my eyes were full with tears, I want to wipe somebody else's tears away. The God that lifted me when I was sinking down in sin, God wants me to help lift somebody else. We got a living Savior. He died for our sins. But not only did he die, he also was resurrected. And in that resurrection, he gives you and I resurrection power. Doesn't matter what sin has done, God gives us resurrection power. We can overcome every sin. Doesn't matter how long you've been in that sin, our God has the power to release us from that sin and give us the kindness of God that we might show it to somebody else. I'm glad I've been released from sin. I'm glad I got a Christ who lives in me. I'm glad I got a Christ who says, whatever happens in your life, I will be there for you and I'll help you overcome. That's what our Christ does. He helps each one of us overcome. We overcome through the body of Jesus Christ. I'm gonna stop right there. Will you stand with me? Maybe somebody here today wants to accept this Christ. Man, woman, boy, girl, we need a Savior like this. He's a kind God.